Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
A Barack Obama's Dismantling Hope and Change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
Well, we have got a great show for you tonight, and it is just peeking at the big board. Look at that, Lauren Daigle, Dana Perino. It's going to be an enormous second hour in the Ladies' Lounge, but we've got an important first hour as well. Welcome to Saturday. Kevin McCullough couldn't be happier than to have you on our sixth night each week of Radio Night Live. Now, Monday through Friday, I do a local version for AM 970 The Answer here in New York, but on Saturday we go coast to coast, nationwide, and we open up the phones 888-340-3373, hit extension 1 when you call that number, 888-340-3373. You can join the conversation. We've got so much to get to. Let's go to the big board right away, good man Ivan. Tonight we are going to have an enormous show. So many important guests that are going to be with us tonight. All the way to the left of your screen there, Jeff Manns is one of the elite. And I don't know how you get to be elite in this field, but he is one of the elite fantasy baseball provocateurs in America. He does a show on Sirius XM. He's also been with ESPN. He breaks down what you need to look for in fantasy baseball. And now that we're starting to come out of lockdown, you're starting to see more of actual sports being played. Fantasy baseball is making a comeback. He's going to talk to us about what it is. Right there in the back of the crowd there is Edward Palmieri. And he's going to talk to us about how Facebook is using its platform to do good. You know, I've had my own issues beefing with big tech this year. Still do. But we're going to have some interesting insight from Edward on that. And then Dr. Douglas Howard's going to round out the first hour. He's got some nutritional help for us. Did you know that in Europe, the doctors there, when they undergo medical training, they only take 2 hours of their whole education to deal with nutrition? I got to ask him about that on tonight's show. That back to the big board. Hour number two, Dana Perino, as I made mention, Fox News anchor. You see her on The Five. You see her on America's Newsroom. She is going to be with us. She's got a brand new book called Everything Will Be Okay, and it is it's an inspiring book because she's trying to give back to the next generation of broadcasters and women in general. And then before we're done, Lauren Daigle has a brand new song. It's part of a brand new movie. We talked with George Lopez a couple of weeks ago. That film is out. The theme song of there is Hold On To Me, and that is Lauren Daigle's new song. She will have that for us tonight. We've got such a big show. I can't even wait to get to all of the insights of it. And we've got some great sponsors. As you know, I've been talking about the Byrna HD, this little gadget right here, for the last number of weeks. The Byrna HD has, within the last couple of weeks, become enormously popular. And the reason that it has become enormously popular is because of the good job that it does in keeping people safe. The Byrna HD is about the size of your average 9mm handgun. It is not considered, it is not legally a gun, because it does not have gunpowder, nor does it project metal projectiles. What it shoots are 68 caliber pepper and irritant rounds to help keep you safe in the event that someone's coming at you up to 60 feet away. You are able to point this thing at them, hit them from 60 feet away, and immediately that pepper ball hits their chest. They cannot get up and continue their attack against you because they are crying for the next 15 minutes like babies. He could be the biggest, baddest dude that lived in the hood ever, whatever, whatever. Boom, you hit him with that, and he's all of a sudden just teared up and just grotesquely like a little girl, just, you know, over weeping over her broken tea set. This is what that attacker turns into for 15 minutes. Gives you time to get away in the event of a dangerous situation. And tonight, when you go to myburna.com/KMC, you're going to get the best price on this. But this whole, and a couple of magazines full of the irritants, some plastic projectiles that you can use to practice with, and some other things. You get the whole kit for less than it costs to buy the cheapest handgun on the market. This is a really incredible value. I talked about it on social media this week, Instagram. Had so many people write me and say, Kevin, thank you for letting me know about this. This is legal in all 50 states. It is the perfect size to conceal carry, to put in a purse, in a backpack, in your suit pocket, in your concealed carry, underarm, everywhere that you would want to have protection with you, you can now have that with the Byrna. Byrna.com/KMC when you go to get the best price. If you just go to Byrna.com, you're not going to get the best price. You go to Byrna.com/KMC, they're going to guarantee you the best price tonight. So thanks to Byrna for being such a good sponsor and client. And then I got to tell you about one other thing that's kind of cool. Mike Lindell, out of the blue, sent me this week. My slippers. I didn't think that MyPillow could do anything better than what they had done with the MyPillow. They completely remade the pillow. I've told you about that forever. But the new slippers that they have out have the same foam technology in the slipper that is in the pillow. Not to mention this cushiony, velvety, lovely, furry inside of the slipper. And when you get these things on your feet, you never want to take them off. In fact, I have to admit, I'm even wearing them at the studio tonight. Let's see if I can see right there. Right there, my slippers. How cool is that? I can't get rid of them. They are so incredible. 888-340. I will remember the number in a bit. Go to MyPillow.com. Just use promo code KMC on checkout. Get the My Slippers. You're going to get the best price. And thank you, Mike Lindell, for doing that. So we've got that going on tonight as well. And then, on top of the rest of it, we've got an incredible show. But I want to take just a second here to address something that's very, very important. All week long, I have been social media and on my daily radio show hitting this issue of what we are doing with the young men in our society. As you know, a couple of young African American men died this week from gunshots that were leveled by police officers. Neither one of them had to die this week. Neither one of them should have died this week. But the fact that the media and the kind of woke mob are blaming the police officers for these deaths seems to me to be very displaced. Because in Dante Wright and in Adam Toledo's cases, in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota, and in the Chicago area with Mr. Toledo, both of these young men were told very specific instructions that they ignored, that they felt like they didn't have to obey. Lawful instructions given by lawful authority. And it has really hit home with me as the father of three sons, one of whom is black, two of whom are white, that I want to be very clear in the instructions that I give to my kids going forward. These boys died because they didn't know how to respect lawful authority in their lives. And that was very true in Dante Wright's case. He had 15 reasons why he was in the position last Sunday when he lost his life. He didn't respect the law as it came to tags on his car, crimes he's committed, laws he had broken previously, arrests that he was wanted for but had never been arrested for. He didn't respect the law in any way. And so this dog and pony show that his mom and dad did for the press, oh, he's just a sweet kid. No, he's not a sweet kid. He was a criminal that was wanted. And he didn't cooperate with the cops that pulled him over for the expired tags. And when they ran his plates, they realized the crimes he was wanted for, and they attempted to arrest him. He resisted that arrest. Friends, if you don't hear anything else I say tonight, hear this. Obey the officer's instructions. as long as they are legal instructions, you will always come out better than if you don't. That's what I'm instructing my children, my sons, white and black, to do. And I hope that there are more who will do that. And it was exactly the same case in Adam Toledo's situation in Chicago, too. He was running. The officer told him to stop, told him to put the gun down. He did not until it was too late, and he lost his life as well. This doesn't have to happen. These shouldn't be happening. But it is not going to be the solution if we defund and get rid of the police coast to coast, nationwide. That's just not going to help anything. We need lawful authority to help keep us on the right track. These boys do too. And my challenge is to fathers of sons. Teach your sons to respect lawful authority. Teach them to use authority carefully when they become authority, but teach them to respect lawful authority when they are young. It may just save their lives. My heart bleeds for the Wright and the Toledo families tonight. But we've got to do better. And by God's grace, I will in my situation. Coming back. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys, of all the boys.
All right, Kevin McCullough, you know, every day we talk about stuff that's on the front page, but every now and then I like to set that down and take a look at some of the other things that are happening in the world around us. We talk about breaking news, what it means, why it matters. But, you know, we are on the cusp of another baseball season. And, of course, here in New York, it doesn't get any bigger than when the pinstripes take the field, whichever one is your poison. And there's a lot of questions about whether or not this year is going to be any better than it has been last year. And that's even spilling over into fantasy sports. Jeff Manns is of the SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. He's the host there. And he's also the chief content officer and Major League Baseball analyst for Elite Sports Betting. Jeff, thanks for joining me today. How do you see this summer breaking down in terms of whether or not Major League Baseball is going to have a welcoming feel to the stands, to the fans, to the people watching on TV? What are we going to experience this year?
My answer, thanks, Kevin. Appreciate being here. My answer changes almost every day. I'm pretty optimistic right now, as we sit here, in late March. It's looking good. They're going to have fans in most of the 30 Major League Baseball stadiums, about 20 to 30% occupancy, to 50% occupancy, depending on what state and what city you're in. So I feel the Major League Baseball had an opportunity to make a shorter season. 128 games was rumored, 140 games was rumored. They're going for a full 162 games with contact tracing and testing every single day as well. So they're confident, and we're so close to the start of the season. I'm pretty darn confident myself.
That's got to feel good. What happened to the fantasy game last year when everything got truncated and people were all discombobulated? How did that affect how people viewed fantasy sports, specifically the baseball season?
It was surprising because we had no idea what to expect, obviously. You know, I've been playing for 30 years. I've been doing it professionally for 16 years now. But we saw a big boom. When sports were shut down, scary as heck. When sports restarted and baseball started in July of last year, we saw a lot of people that were curious, a lot of people that were signing up to play and building leagues, much to our, you know, we were surprised.
Do you think it was just the angst of not being able to get tickets and go to the game, and this was just another way of engaging?
I think it had a mixture of that and what do we do? How are people allocating their time? They weren't traveling. They weren't going to bars and restaurants. You know, we're all kind of stuck indoors for so long. So they found solace online and, you know, being able to track and watch games on TV, follow along, make your roster moves, make your trades, win some money, you know, in the process, which is another commodity that was hard to get in 2020. I think all of that kind of really built up the fantasy baseball industry last year.
Well, obviously, fantasy sports has kind of revived the idea of sports betting, and Elite Sports Betting is one of those places where people can go and have an experience in doing that. Talk to me about how broad the participation is in this wagering on sports kind of globally. What does it look like now as compared to where it started?
It's crazy. It's 25 states, completely legalized sports betting, including New York, New Jersey. You could bet from your handheld device, as a matter of fact. So, you know, it's crazy how quickly it's being rolled out. We've got another 15 states with the laws that are being voted on, you know, every single day that are going to be put on, you know, bills that are going to be voted on here soon too. So, it's definitely an exciting time, and it's a way of sports fandom to, grow and sort of change with the times, an ability to make some money here, based on either your fandom, research that you do, advice that you seek out and get. It's definitely an exciting time to be a sports fan. It's an exciting time to be a sports bettor.
So talk to somebody that's never done it before. What's the best way to engage this kind of side of their brain? Maybe they've just always been fans of the sports themselves, but they're thinking about maybe putting a dollar or two down on something this year. How would you advise someone to go about beginning their experience with sports, fantasy sports?
Well, obviously, I'd probably recommend going to elitesportsbetting.com, and then if you use the promo code SPRING, we could set up a completely customized plan for you, whether you're looking to bet a dollar a day or a dollar a week or a month, or if you're sort of the high stakes variety as well. And we can customize the plan to you. But overall, if you're trying to do this on your own, you know, be aware of weather patterns, games that are rained out. Don't make foolish entries in that regard. And one of my favorite bets to do, we had over 80% winning percentage back in 2019 and just shy of that in 2020, as a matter of fact, is bet the under on pitcher strikeout props. It's for whatever reason, Las Vegas and these online bookmakers, these odds makers just haven't caught up to the fact that starting pitchers aren't going deep in the ball games. You bet the under on the strikeout totals almost for every single game, and you're going to be pretty darn profitable doing so. That's a pretty easy way to get started. And again, bet only within your means. Never bet above your bankroll.
Is it better to play in a sports league, a fantasy sports league of people that you know, or is it safer to do it through a commercial entity where you may not know anybody else that you're participating with?
I mean, it's always great to
because everybody's got the office pools, right? I mean, that's always kind of the attraction of it. At least for like March Madness, everybody's like, "Well, who wants bragging rights for the office?"
Absolutely, I love winning against people you know that you see at the office that you talk to on the regular. There's nothing as sweet as that. That's some great nectar right there, no doubt. But to play against people that you may not have known. Oh, that's where the bigger money is. If you're interested in once you dominate people and you start winning these leagues and these competitions that you're doing on the regular, it's probably time to step up and make some real money doing so. Because if you have a good track record in your home leagues, chances are you're going to be able to become profitable playing fantasy sports.
All right. Well, if you've got any questions about it, you can get those answered at elitesportsbetting.com. Of course, if you've got a gambling problem, we don't want to encourage you to do anything that is unhealthy for you, so make sure you get help for that. But Jeff Manns, front man for the SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio broadcast every day, 4 to 6 Eastern. Check him out there. And, Jeff, I guess I should say good winnings to you this summer, and we'll talk to you later.
Hope springs eternal, Kevin. Appreciate the time, man.
Yeah, you got it. Well, and again, I don't participate in sports betting. I'm not really a sports wagerer. But I have played some of those fantasy leagues where you don't have to put any money up. And it is interesting to see what he was saying there about if you do end up winning in the office. Because when you do, there's bragging rights for a full year. So... it's not my cup of tea, but if you have interest, hopefully that was helpful. Anyway, it's interesting what can be done for the good. By the way, our effort to help free slaves in Sudan, we've got a big update for you tonight coming up in a couple of segments from now. Kevin McCullough, so glad to have you with us and thankful for all of the great sponsors that help us do this, like Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard with us in a little bit as well. Coming right back from New York. Don't you go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The world is remembering Britain's Prince Philip.
With grateful hearts, we remember the many ways in which his long life has been a blessing to us.
The Dean of Windsor led the service. He was laid to rest at Windsor Castle following a nationwide minute of silence. His four children walked behind the hearse along with Prince William and Harry. The Queen traveled by car. Due to the pandemic, the Queen sat alone and only 30 mourners were in attendance. A grim milestone as John Hopkins University reports over 3 million people have died from the coronavirus worldwide. With setbacks in the global vaccination effort and an increase in cases in countries such as India, France, and Brazil, officials now say cases are still going up and not down in many places. This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Visit Landmark.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us on a very busy Saturday night. And one of the things that we've done here is try to do a lot of good with our anti-slavery campaign, and we're going to get an update on that in just a bit. But an organization that may be surprising to you that is actually trying to do some good in the world around us is the social media company called Facebook. And Edward Palmieri is joining us. And Edward, I'd start with a simple question. What is it about doing good that Facebook is so interested in?
Yeah, so thank you. So my team works on sustainability, as you mentioned, and our charter is to help make sure that Facebook is running our business operations in a way that is sustainable and environmentally and environmentally a good steward for the world and the way that we impact the world around us when we're bringing our services to bear. And so what we've been working on over the last decade is to green our operations so that we're not sacrificing any of the resources or natural beauty of the world of tomorrow to offer our services today.
Well, and I know that that is increasingly something that motivates the average consumer as well. I know that and you don't have to be a full-scale, you know, embracer of the political rhetoric about climate change to be someone that maybe wants to conserve and recycle a little more and to make the world a little bit of a more beautiful place. Teddy Roosevelt, who probably wouldn't be associated with most of the people pushing climate change today, was definitely somebody who loved the environment and loved the earth. Expanded the national park program in ways that nobody had before him. And I know a lot of people on both the left and the right that say, you know, what can we do to make this world a more beautiful and a more better place? So what is Facebook doing along those lines?
Yeah. So, thank you. Great, great points. You know, first and foremost, you know, we launched our Climate Science Information Center last September, and you can find it by going to Facebook and searching for the word climate, and it'll pop up there. And we've put content in there from the most reputable, globally recognized scientific authoritative sources from around the world, so people can learn more and interpret the world around them. But over time, we've got more information to understand how we can further have a positive impact. In fact, just recently, we partnered with Yale University to run a survey on Facebook in over 30 countries to better understand people's perspectives towards climate change. And, you know, more than 75% of people believe that climate change is happening. And more than 6 in 10 said they really want and need more information around climate change. So this is where we think Facebook can really help by providing the authoritative information that I mentioned and also bring people easier ways to access groups that they can join in their local community, learn from news sources, and as you mentioned, like fundraising. Fundraising is a really powerful tool on Facebook. 100% of the donations that you raise for your charity and nonprofit on the platform go directly to that nonprofit. And to date, more than 3.5 million people have donated over $130 million through Facebook and Instagram fundraisers that are going to directly combat climate change.
Well, and I've actually utilized the fundraising element to liberate slaves in northern Sudan for the past few years. In fact, just through the Facebook effort alone, I think we've liberated more than 200 human beings that were being held in what we essentially would classify as chattel slavery, labor slavery, not necessarily human trafficking. But it just shows the power that technology can play in trying to, you know, better the world around us. And again, you don't have to agree with everything on every level. But if you're dedicated in your mindset is I want to make a difference. Facebook's tools in that regard certainly have provided a way to help people be able to do that.
Yeah, you know, absolutely right. And you mentioned national parks earlier. And one thing I thought of immediately when you mentioned it was that, you know, right now, especially, people aren't able to travel and experience the natural beauty of parks around the world, different sites in the U.S. and beyond. And so one thing we've been working on is to try to inspire people to connect with the environment and become a good steward by understanding some of these beautiful places. So maybe you can't visit Arcadia or Rocky Mountain National Park this year, but you can visit some of these things on Facebook Messenger or Portal and experience some of them virtually to help you kind of appreciate some of those beauties.
Well, that sure makes a lot of sense. And Edward Palmieri, we appreciate what you're doing. And I do appreciate the fact that Facebook has helped us liberate over 1,000 slaves in the last 4 years in northern Sudan. South Sudanese women that were taken captive during the Sudanese Civil War, and little by little, every year we've helped a little more than 200 of them find their way back home safely and start new lives. We're still doing that, by the way, and I've got a great encouraging report coming up for you in just a couple of segments to tell you about. But Edward Palmieri, thank you for being with us tonight. We are coming right back to New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
So 42575 or visit Landmark.
All right, Radio Night Live on a Saturday. Thank you for being with us. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. You know that I talk regularly with Dr. Douglas Howard, the originator of Balance of Nature. And he likes to join me from time to time and have some really interesting conversations. And Doc, thanks for coming back on a Saturday. I've gotta admit that I was a little bit blown away this week when I saw this story about nutrition and how it's training, particularly for UK medical professionals. Only 2 hours are required in their entire multiple years in medical school. And I'm thinking that if you're a doctor in Europe especially, but anywhere, but let's just say Europe because that's where this study looked at, I think you need a little more than just 2 hours in medical school to cover nutrition. Am I wrong?
Well, let's not take it to Europe alone. I cannot pin it on there. Let me tell you, that's just the one you've read.
Yeah.
I've been to multiple medical schools, and I talk to them, and we work with them, and we're actually working with medical schools right now, both osteopathic and medical, and we're going in and talking about this very thing and about the triad of health even. Believe me, I'm getting to talk in medical schools finally about the triad of health and how this all comes together. But this is not unusual. 2 hours of study, hey, you know what? That might be more than most schools get.
Really?
And it is crazy because diseases, most of them are lifestyle diseases. We forget that. Weakened immune systems are mostly lifestyle diseases. So if you're getting frequent flus and colds, and what is a lifestyle disease? Ask yourself, what is a lifestyle disease? Not only define them, but which ones would they be? Any disease could be a lifestyle disease, and that simply means changing your lifestyle can change your risk of that disease, illness, anything there. I'll give you one when I first started working into geriatrics and working with senior patients more and more, I realized, guess what the symptoms for scurvy are? You know, when was the last time you thought people had scurvy? What do you think of when I say
I don't know. I think of like pirate ships and people that are stuck on long time ocean voyages. And wasn't that also, by the way, there's something about some sort of fruit that they would serve on
oranges,
the ship.
Oranges. Yeah. And they also started eating the potato peels. People don't know that. The potato peelings had enough chemistry and a naturally occurring nutrition chemistry in them to even make a difference. But,
oh, wow.
But you're right. That's why they start limes. They started carrying limes. And, so limes was their big thing to carry on ships to stop the scurvy. They figured that back in the 1400s, and we can't figure it out today. But so here's the key with this scurvy. The symptoms for scurvy are easily bruising.
Okay.
Loose teeth, bleeding gums, yes. Connective tissue breakdown. Can you think of any major population or demographic that we have in the United States that when they bump into things, they bruise easily, or their skin starts to peel back, or their hair starts to fall out? That's another scurvy symptom.
Yeah.
But hair falling out, weak skin, bruising easily, loose teeth. What demographic in our society really struggles with that?
I would say elderly is what comes to mind.
Yes, and it's caused by malnutrition more than anything else, not aging.
Oh, wow.
You don't have to have that when you're aging. There's ways to stop that and change that. And that's what's so important, that doctors need to get this instruction so we can talk to our patients again. We don't talk to our patients anymore. We just see them, we look at them, we get a symptom, and we write a prescription for it. Not we. I don't do that anymore.
Right.
But that's a problem in our society. And we need to talk more. We need to find out what their diets are, what their stress levels are, what their social environment is. Did they recently experience a death in their family? Did they recently experience separation or divorce or loss of job? Those all have to do with your nutrition too and lifestyle diseases. And so it does make me saddened when I hear that what little bit of nutrition we ever got in medical schools is decreasing and not increasing. Because how can a doctor who hopefully is still taking the oath from Hippocrates and saying that they're a wealth of knowledge for your community, how can you be a wealth of knowledge and a trusted person in your health if you're not studying what brings true health?
Well, and I think that's one of the reasons why we reported on a couple of trends in American medical schools last year. They very much verified everything you were saying, but they're in the American medical school arena, it seemed as though the emphasis has been on increasing the amount of nutritional education. And this story today saying more than half of those in the UK are failing to meet the minimum number of nutrition learning objectives. And they've identified
2 hours. And wait, the minimum They're getting 2 hours of nutrition training. Okay, and I just need to express that. Go ahead.
Yeah, but they're saying that fails the basic minimum of what these doctors are going to need. And I got to guess, Dr. Howard, that with COVID and other viruses that are going to be coming, because you know there's another one that's going to be down the pike at some point.
We've got to
be doing more from a nutritional standpoint, so that we're just not, you know, inundated with this stuff. Like, our immune system is our first line of defense and our best line of defense.
Absolutely. It is. Nature, God, I don't care who you want to call it, I'll call it God, was smart enough to make that all work. If we just keep it running right.
Yeah.
And we can't just think nutrition. I'll be honest, we can't. We have to think our physical health, our chemical health, and our spiritual, mental, emotional, it's all one health.
Well, on the chemical side, friends, I have never been more confident in a product that I've ever used. I've never seen more direct benefit to my own life than I have with the Balance of Nature fruits and veggies. I take about 9 a day right now. And I've seen a tremendous increase in my energy, in my overall health. I've had some blood work done recently, and people are surprised at 51. I have such good stuff in those reports. I attribute it 100%. So get 35% off. Get your free preferred shipping on your first preferred order when you call right now.
800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Dr. Howard, thank you as always for being with us. Coming right back with an update on our very special.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Get Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, beautiful shot of New York skyline tonight, and I hope that you are doing well where you are. Thank you for joining us. We have got a very special hour two on the way. Dana Perino, the daily host of two shows on the Fox News Channel, America's Newsroom with Bill Hemmer and Dana Perino in the morning, and then she's also usually on The 5 at 5 p.m. Eastern as well, but she was, of course, George W. Bush's press secretary. I believe she was the press secretary that rounded out the administration for the Bush presidency. And she is a brand new author. Well, she's written other books, but this is her latest. And it's all about something non-political. It's called Everything Will Be Okay. And it is actually focused on how to help mentor the next generation and to give some advice to young women that are following in her footsteps or maybe hope to. So we're going to see what she has to say along those regards in the next hour, and look forward to that conversation with her. We've also got a very special musical guest tonight. New music from Lauren Daigle from the movie that features George Lopez that we just spoke about a couple of weeks ago. And it's a phenomenal song, and I think Walking With Her, of course, the name of the movie, the name of the song is... Man, my brain. Hold on to me. That's right. My brain's going blank tonight for some reason. Not enough coffee or something before the show. Anyway, that's straight ahead. Hey, I wanted to give you an update. We had a very encouraging week when it came to our slave liberation project. And last week, we had crossed the 56 slave threshold in terms of slaves that of the 192 that we were hoping to free before the end of the year. And I am excited to tell you that we've added another six to that. So as of this moment, 62 women have been told and have been assured of their liberation and will be returning home to South Sudan to start their lives anew. Again, the $250 gift that it, is required to do that helps not only liberate the slave, but more importantly provides the bag of hope for what they take back to their to where they live in South Sudan, and it includes immediate needs like a year's worth of grain for them to be able to feed themselves, but it also includes things for their future like a year's worth of seed to be able to plant a crop for the following year, along with utensils, living needs like a tarp for protection from the weather, blankets and other things for them to use in their living facility, and then they get a she-goat. This is the really exciting thing. Every liberated slave is given a she-goat that she can use to develop milk, cheese, other types of food products, of course, and then there's also the possibility for a micro-enterprise for her to be independently self-supportive from a financial standpoint. And you supply all of that with a one-time gift of $250, and we have 192 names that we can liberate this year. Please call and do what you can. 888-342-1010 is the number. 888-342-1010. 1-800-888-342-1010. Kevin McCullough out.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.